I'm going to whisper here for just the first little bit of it. Morning to you, Josh.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, I'm going to whisper because it's only between you and I, but I'm just wondering if you can tell me what your tactics are tomorrow with red excitement. What are you going to go out real quick and try and just do what you did the other day? It's only between you and I, Josh. Just
Yeah, of course it is. I know your words solid, Andrew.
Mine's solid, but there's plenty of listeners listening, mate. You made it the other day, but I mean, I respect that you're not going to probably tell us, but there's so much intrigue now in this race tomorrow, the Group One, given the way that you did ride him last time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It created great scenes at Randwick in the Chelmsford Stakes, but it's a totally different race. What we have tomorrow to what we had 2 weeks ago. So obviously myself and Gerald Ryan will go through the race and get the and we'll discuss what we feel the best way to ride him is, and we'll have a good look at the track and see how it's playing throughout the day, and sum it up from there and try and work out the best possible way to win, just like we did in the Chelmsford Stakes, but unfortunately we didn't win.
No, look, it was there's been great discussion. It was brought up yesterday in the media call with Hugh and Chris that, I mean, people are saying, oh, they're riding to beat Winx, but mate, you believe the way that you ride, and I haven't spoken to you about this, so listeners, this is the first time I'm speaking to Josh about it, but you rode Red Excitement to win, believing you were doing the right thing on your horse.
Yeah, well, as I've said previously, I've got so much respect for Winx and what she does for our sport. She portrays our sport in a positive light. She's bringing people through the gates, and what she's doing more for our industry than anyone else or any other horses at this very moment. So my respect for Winx is endless. However, if I'm not riding Winx, then I have to go out there and try and beat her, and that's the nature of the beast. I'm a competitor, just like every other jockey and trainer is that comes up against Winx. So, yeah, as we and any other jockey in the race, we can't handle it any differently just because it's Winx.
And I think the one thing with her is with this horse, Red Excitement, is that he's just in such good form. I mean, he's racing so well anyway.
Exactly right. Gerald Ryan and his team have got Red Excitement in career best form, I feel, and I laid eyes on him Tuesday, just gone at the track, and he looks fantastic. You could do your hair in his coat. He's that shiny. He's in fantastic order, so credit to the team.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, we'll wait and see what happens tomorrow. It's going to be a beauty, the Colgate Optic White Stakes, the George Main. I spoke with Adrian Bott just a few minutes ago, mate, but this pandemonium just looks to be in the zone, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's a lovely filly. She takes a stride as long as any horse in training at the moment, and she's a big, strong filly. She'll race on the speed, which will give her a chance to make her own luck, and she's in winning form, which you cannot knock, and I'm really pleased to be on her.
Got two rides today, mate, and they're both genuine, aren't they? Again, I spoke with Adrian, but let's get some thoughts from you. This sought after just seems to be a nice barrier in the last today, the Tibby.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, her run in the Mona Lisa was terrific. She didn't have a hell of a lot of room down the straight, a very short straight too at Wynal, and I was only able to ride her hands and heels. So I expect her to take great improvement from the Mona Lisa and really give a good show today.
And the other one is Runaway, who Adrian thought last time just lost that bit of dash, but the last time you were on certainly showed good ability, good dash, and obviously a nice horse on the way maybe to a spring champion.
That's a good way to explain it, as Adrian did. He did look one pace at Rose Hill with Rachel King on. He did race up outside the leader on a strong tempo and maybe overdid it a little bit. But the times I've ridden him, he's been able to relax really well and accelerate brilliantly. So if he brings a similar run to what he did when he won at Canterbury, he'll be right in the finish. In saying that, it's extremely tough race.
It is. They're all tough races at this time of the year, but you're on some genuine chances, mate. We wish you the best. Whatever unfolds with Red Excitement tomorrow and Winx and everything like that, we know it'll be a great race for us to watch, and I know a great race for you to ride in. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Just next time, can you call half an hour earlier? You would have got me out of vacuuming the house.
Oh, come on, Josh. Come on, Josh. Josh was meant to be on. I'm glad you reminded me. And Darren Weir's online waiting. But last Saturday, Josh was meant to be on with Duff. And unbeknownst to me for a little while, his phone had broken. Did you smash it or something, or what'd you do with it?
No, it sounds like you know my past record with phones, but no, this time that wasn't the case. It just it had seen better days and it carked. But I've got a new one now, so I'm back online.
And he tweeted me, direct messaged me on Twitter, and then I missed it for a couple of hours. And by the time I'd seen it, we'd moved on. But mate, if it means you ride three winners on a day, then probably next time you'll give us the flick as well.
Yeah, don't call me again.
Good luck. Thanks, Josh.
Cheers, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Josh Parr heading to the races today and tomorrow.